Hello, and thank you for your call to Daily Inspiration. This is Brother Jeff Chapman, and I want to share something out of the Word of God today, out of 1 Samuel chapter 4. 1 Samuel chapter 4 is an incredible story of Israel falling. And I think there's some things we can learn from this. Let's start off at verse 11. And the ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes rent and with earth upon his head. And he came, lo, and when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the ark of God. And the man came into the city and told it. All the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, What meaneth the noise of this tumult? What meaneth the noise of this tumult? And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim, that he could not see. And the man said unto Eli, I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army. And he said, What is there done, my son? And the messenger answered and said, Israel is fled before the Philistines, and there hath been also a great slaughter among the people. And thy two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the ark of God is taken. Just take special note of that. The ark of God is taken. And it came to pass, when he made mention of the ark of God, that he fell from off his seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck brake, and he died. For he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child near to be delivered. And when she heard the tidings that the ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and travailed, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by her said unto her, Fear not, thou hast borne a son. But she answered not, neither did she regard him. And she named the child Ichabod, saying, The glory is departed from Israel, because the ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband. And she said, The glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. Well, as we look at these incredible story of history in the Bible, that term, the ark of God being taken, it just shakes me, because this ark was a mighty thing. It represented so many different things. As we know that inside the ark were these real live things that God had done, as kept as a testimony. It's also called the ark of testimony. There you had Aaron's rod that budded. You had the pot, the omer full of the manna that the children of Israel did eat, preserved in there. There was the tables of stone, the literal Ten Commandments that God had given Moses on the mountain. And as we have this amazing item, it's not just the relics or the fancy gold and handles and artisan work on the outside of this ark and this wonderful skill. But this was a symbol and a type and a representation of the very presence of God. When this ark was maintained and handled properly, and Israel esteemed it and did the things that God said to do properly, this ark was the testimony and the surety of God being with them. It wasn't some magic box. It was literally God's way of proving himself to them. But just think, this old man sat on the seat beside the gate. Sun was going down. His heart was troubled, his spirit was heavy, he was afraid. For days he had an uncomfortable feeling within. As to pace away, his daughter-in-law, the wife of his son Phineas, was about to be delivered of her baby. When suddenly this runner comes into the city and cries out, all the people rush to hear the news, and when the tumult reached the ears of O Eli, he said, what's the news? And they said, the Philistines have defeated. There's been a great slaughter. And he's like, what about my boys? And he said, oh, your sons are dead. And then Eli asked the dreaded question, what about the ark? And the messenger said, the ark of the Lord is taken. And there was no cry from the lips of this great priest. And he fell over, hit the ground, and he died. And then this woman giving birth to the son of the man who had taken the ark out into battle and it was captured. She vows herself to bring forth a child, and the midwives attended her, and they said, oh, rejoice, you've had a son. But she would not look at the baby. She gave up her will to live. They named the baby Ichabod. The glory of the Lord is departed. This was a terrible time in the history of Israel. There was four major conditions that were existing in this nation. First, Israel was at its lowest point morally and spiritually. The army had gone to war with the Philistines, and it was pitifully defeated. There's no other period in Israel's history that so closely parallels the condition of our nation today. At no time have moral and spiritual powers of our nation been so low. We have become a nation of people engaged in all kinds of ideologies, except one, to put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ and the living God. The indictment against Israel can just as well be levied against the United States of America and her church. The young, able-bodied men are on the battlefield with very little spiritual or moral power to back them. The power of God is gone from too many of our homes and churches. The second thing that had taken place in Israel was that they had substituted the ark for the Lord, the ark of the Lord, presence and the power of God. They just thought they could use this magic weapon, but it didn't work, and they were overcome by the Philistines. And when the Philistines first saw the ark, they became fearful, and they said, nothing like this ever happened. You know, well, we got to fight it. We're going to be their slaves. And it says in that period that the Philistines rose up, and they killed 30,000 Israelites that day. You see, Israel's turning away from God had brought the nation into an estranged relationship where people were no longer respected the presence of God. There's no reverence for God, his power, his word, anything. And they thought they could just take this ark up. You can't have a form of God without real faith. And, you know, there's a few more things we can go over. We're about to run out of time here. The third thing that preceded Israel's defeat was this uncontrolled youth of the land. You know, if you'd study Eli's sons, the Bible calls them sons of Belial. Never in our history have we had a yoke of young people, a group of young people that are so rebellious and disrespectful to their parents. And this was what was happening in Israel. The young people were oppressing their parents, telling them what to do. It was horrible, the fornication that was going on there in the tabernacle and the stealing of the offerings and the other holy things. Undisciplined, uncorrected, they went. And it's just very, very difficult there. And I think we see a lot of the same things happening in the Church of Jesus Christ, even in conservative churches. And this term Ichabod, the glory of the Lord is departed. The ark is taken. We ought to rend our hearts. We ought to have anguish of soul and repent. The Bible says in Peter's epistle there, that judgment must first begin at the house of God. Well, let's think about these things. We are in a deadly time to be living. It's a glorious time for the real Christians, but the lukewarm and the dead and the half-hearted, they're not going to make it. And may we learn a lesson from 1 Samuel chapter 4. God bless you today. If we can do anything for you, you let us know. 099 will open up the voicemail if you'd like to leave us a message. May God's grace and blessing be upon you.